Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
All right, so let's try it one more time. Oh boy, so much fun. I love doing this show on the road because you never know what's going to happen. The listeners won't hear it, but there was a lot of controversy about a table. The NFL is assembling in a panel to determine whether or not the table was a bad thing. I should just look at this piece of paper. It's got everything I need to say on it. I was freestyling there for a second. It felt pretty good. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That was much better than the clapping. The clapping needs some work, but you guys, you got pipes. You can totally sing. We're coming to you once again from the Firebird in St. Louis, Missouri! Yeah! At 420-ish, of course, in the year 2015, on January 24-hour party people. Let me see your name tag, St. Louis. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. All right, during name tag selection, I should make a vine of this one because this is really a delightful batch of name tags. You guys did a great job. I can't help but really be stunned, though, by the giant, glaring Morgan Freeman. Is your name... Wow. I thought we were going to suddenly hear from Morgan Freeman with that microphone pop. What is that? It's just a big Morgan Freeman. But like, if you hold it in your lap, it looks like Morgan Freeman's sitting in your lap. And that's sort of what you were doing. Yeah. What does he want for Christmas? That is so weird. Did you bring that so that it would seem like there was that a black person came to my show? It was very awkward last night. We started talking on stage about how there were no black people at my stand-up show here in St. Louis, and you know, which is not to say a bad thing about white people or black people. It was just a statistical fact. All right. How do you like it so far? How's the crossover working for you? Well, thank you for being here. And being proud, too. So, I don't know what point I was trying to make. Morgan Freeman. Good job. Your name's Morgan?
John,
okay. People really stretch the definition of a name tag when they come to my show.
Morgan Free John.
Morgan Free John, okay. That didn't help at all. Why did you do that to me? If you haven't yet, please check out Doug Loves Minis, where I tell you about all the movies I'm seeing this year as part of the 365 Movies in 365 Days Doug Loves Movies Challenge. Is anyone here taking the challenge? Really? What number are you up to?
About 19.
19. You're doing better than me. Ma'am? 27. Good job. 20. Very good. So it's still not too late. It'll be harder for you if you jump in now, but 365 movies by the end of the year. Preferably movies you've never seen before, but some people like to count ones they've seen already, but I'm just trying to see 365 new movies, and I'm at number 16. That's where I'm at. San Francisco, February 7th and 8th, I'm doing Benson Movie Interruptions of the final, hopefully final two Twilight movies. At the beautiful Castro Theater. It's a gigantic theater, and it's the first three movies we did there over the years, and it's super fun. sfsketchfest.com for tickets. And that's another thing. If you listen to Doug Loves Minis, I'm going to start doing exclusive reveals of scheduled guests on these shows and also on some future ones. I know, I don't like to give away who's going to be on the shows. I like surprises, but I also like letting people know when it's something exciting, if I can. Did I say sfsketchfest.com for tickets? Traverse City, Michigan, I'll be doing a movie interruption, a Doug Loves Movies, and a stand-up show co-headlining with Todd Barry February 13th and 14th at the Traverse City Comedy Festival, douglovesmovies.com for all my dates and deets and stuff. Oh, from the corrections department, people are saying Lyle Alzado wasn't on Saved by the Bell the college years. But the corrections department, turns out, doesn't give a shit. Because Doug does not love TV. I mean, I do like it quite a bit, actually, but it comes from my love of movies that are just now, that I watch them on TV sometimes. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. It's like, I got to say, it's not a bad prize bag. Oh, I forgot to get prizes from a couple of the guests, so we'll see if they bring them up here when they come up. I brought all the way from Los Angeles in my luggage. I'm surprised security didn't think I was up to something. A game called Schmovie. It's from a company called Galactic Sneeze, and it's for ages 13 and up, three or more players. It even says on the box, which I didn't know they did this on the game boxes now, 35 minutes. So you got to chisel out 35 minutes in your party schedule when you invite people over to play this game. What would you call a horror film about an evil booger? I don't know. Oh, somebody had a good one? Blown Off? Oh, The Blob. Flubber. Now you're just naming other movies. I don't even want to continue this. A romantic comedy about a clumsy proctologist. Oh, no. That should be called Number One A-Hole. But anyway, it's a fun game, I'm guessing. I don't really play games other than on my show. But that's in the prize bag, a copy of Schmovie. Also, this is kind of fun. I did a podcast that's going to come out soon called Food is the New Rock. And it's a food podcast where they don't really eat like they do on my food podcast. They just talk to people about food, usually rock musicians. And they gave me a box of candy I don't want. Because I quit sugar, so they gave me sugar-free candy. But I think that's still sort of defeating the purpose. So I wrote on it from the Food is the New Rock podcast, and then I signed it. So, yeah, so that's you know, that'll be... Try to give that to your loved one on Valentine's Day and be like, I don't know what all that writing's about. Actually, it's on the outer case, so you could actually just take that off and just go, here's your fucking peanut brittle. Happy, you know. I guess a lot of couples are here with each other already tonight. So forget all of that. There's some coffee that I brought from my hotel room. There's a book in here. We'll get into why that book is in here in a second. And then also, always parked outside of my shows here at the Firebird is the nice folks at Gorilla Street Food Truck. And yeah, delicious Filipino food, and I recommend the Flying Pig. And they have a logo, and it says St. Louis. It's a really classy shirt because it doesn't say their hard to spell name anywhere on it. Yeah, and I look forward to them opening up a store, you know, a restaurant you can walk into instead of stand on the outside of. I hear that could happen soon. Also, I put in two lighters because I have to go to Canada in a few weeks, and you can only have one lighter. So I'm trying to get rid of all the lighters in my bag. And then maybe a couple other things. Let's give a big warm welcome to, this is an interesting coincidence, all three of these gentlemen have been guests on my program, Getting Dug with High, out in Los Angeles, and they all happen to be here today. So please give a big warm welcome to Jacob Siroff, Jeff Tate, and Shooter Jennings. What's that, Shooter? Use your microphone voice. It's Shooter Jennings, everybody.
How y'all doing? We have vinyl we can give, put in the bag. You know?
Oh, all right. We're going to put one of your vinyls in the bag. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you just started a new tour. This is like city number three?
City number three, yeah. Starting going all the way through at least August. I think we have stuff booked with the Waymore's Outlaws, which is my dad, Waylon Jennings' old band, and they're playing with me. It's a really cool thing. So
that's awesome.
Second year.
That's my plan, is to go check out your show here in town tonight.
The Mystical Magical Magician, what's it called?
It's called the Mad Magician.
The Mad Magician.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It.
Is there a craziest rock club name that you could think of?
That one's pretty. I love that though. I just hope it's purple inside. I'll feel better.
Oh yeah, it's just got to look like you know, Johnny Depp's first
his dreams.
Yeah, his first dreams. Yes, before he had a nightmare on Elm Street. But you're a big movie buff. I know you like traveling around doing music all the time, and you're of course in the motion picture Walk the Line.
Oh yeah,
playing your dad. How was that? Was that weird? Is Joaquin Phoenix a weirdo?
Man. I love Joaquin Phoenix.
But like, did he walk around acting like Johnny Cash all the time? Was
no,
that his deal?
No, not with me. No.
Oh, that's
no.
Cool.
He would immediately turn the minute we left the set. And I mean, the first day I was there, it was in the rain in Memphis. And he was like, you want to go hang out? And I was like, okay. And I got in his car with him and he proceeded to like drive so fast and run all the red lights. He's completely sober. He's just slammed all the way to this like apartment that he had that had a pool table and a big thing inside, and then we just hung out, and he was cool as shit, you know what I mean? So that movie though is my favorite, that I'm Still Here. I love that one.
Oh, that he made?
Yeah, the one with Casey Affleck.
I never saw it because it was
you
like,
never saw
so
that?
Much was made of like, is it real, isn't it real?
It's,
oh, it was a big hoax.
And then
it's, I was like,
good.
Well, what, I don't, you know, it's like finding out Blair Witch isn't real, you know. Completely ruins it. You know, you want to go in thinking it's some real shit going on. But I'll check it out now that you're saying that you love
it's
it.
Very good.
Is that like your tour bus favorite?
It is one of my favorites to watch. Anytime it's on, I'll watch it, or if I can put it on, you know, because it's just, to me, it's an awesome art piece of insanity.
Yeah, I love the expression, every time it's on. I've never noticed it being on anywhere. I think you got to kind of seek it out. I mean, the movie itself is like, I'm not here, you know. Don't even come around. But who else is here appearing with me on stage last night at the Firebird to a very receptive crowd? One of the most polite crowds I've played to in a while. Jacob Siroff is here, everybody.
I was going to mention the black girl, and she stepped on my joke.
She ruined it, but she's black the whole time. That's her problem. Like, she was already black before you could say it.
Pretty rude.
Yeah, but that's funny that you zoned in on it, because last night we were both on stage going, that's really interesting, there's no black people here. But you brought for the prize bag... A book called The Chosen.
It's a signed copy of The Chosen, signed by me.
Yeah, yeah.
an actual Jew.
Where did you sign it? Oh, there it is.
On the title page.
Jacob Siroff, actual Jew. Okay. And your the O's in your name are both five.
Stars of David, yeah.
Yeah.
To drive home the point. The Jew thing, in case it wasn't clear.
Very good. And I think, is this only your second Douglas movies?
It's the third. I have a long storied history with it. I did it on the Weezer cruise. And I fucking tanked it. I was horrible. I had no voice. I was just getting back into weed after like a 2-year break. I couldn't, it was bad in every way.
Blame it on the weed. First of all, we were on a family cruise ship. It does not even allow that sort of thing. We had to go through customs.
Well,
and then the
then we did in Kansas City in June, and I thought I had a pretty solid showing. And the sound
that was
guy
a very
there,
fun show, but they that was a lost episode. Yeah.
So take three, my shot at redemption.
Yeah. So this is this. Well, I say this one is hit it or quit it because
words that I live by.
It's been really rough, but you know, I thought you did fine on the Weezer cruise. It wasn't bad.
I was a little starstruck too because I'm such a Weezer nerd. I think that was an issue for me.
Yeah, that's why I invited you along.
But I don't care about these guys at all, so I mean it's...
Oh, okay. Jeff Tate is here performing all weekend long, all night strong, at the Funny Bone here in St. Louis.
Headlining at the Westport Plaza Funny Bone. If you want to go tonight, tomorrow, or Monday, just go up there and say cheers, and you get in for free.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do?
Yep.
Tomorrow night too?
Tomorrow night too. Monday night also. Tonight you should be busy already. But Sunday or Monday, come on, there's a lot of empty seats. It's only 40 minutes from here. It's in the back of a mall that has nothing else in it. Walk past 6 empty closed down restaurants and there's a comedy club back there. And just say cheers to anyone you see. And
the mall kind of looks like a castle where its inhabitants' dreams came true and they left.
Yeah.
They went and got a better castle.
I also have things for the prize bag. I have a book that
I read. Oh, of course. What is it?
It's called Ready Player One. It has a lot of... you guys all know that book?
I can't believe that got a bigger reaction than The Chosen.
Anti-Semites.
Well, this book does not even mention Jewish people. So you guys should love it. And I got both my albums.
And just for people listening that want to purchase one or both, they're called I Got Potential and Just Another Clown. Yes.
Yep.
Do you have the third title picked out yet?
No. I'm thinking about calling the next one Packing It In.
So it'll be like a trilogy.
Yeah. I Had Potential will be the fourth one, and it's all outtakes from the first three. It's all me melting down, going, why are you talking? And the time I cried because the guy was like, don't make fun of me. My dad died yesterday. And, right? Why would you say that at a comedy club? And then you think I'm going to be like, haha, fuck you. But instead I'm like,
You were like,
Yeah, that's what I did until the clock ran out. And I was like, well, that's 45 minutes. They never tell you how you have to do 45. They just tell you that you have to do 45. I choose to spend about 10 of it crying.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
Yep.
Coming to your show in that
yep.
zombie castle town. Well, take advantage of that, you guys. And, you know, this podcast might be out tomorrow, so maybe some St. Louisians that aren't here might hear it and still come down and say cheers.
Hoping?
Yeah.
It's available to them as well.
Yeah. Everyone here can tell everyone they know to say cheers. I think it'd be hilarious if, like, they were overrun. Like, if...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, Occupy Funny Bone.
I don't think it'd be...
Everybody come in with cheers signs, chanting.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Yeah. All right, well, a few people will show up. And you'll have a good time. Jeff's shows are always fun, and we had fun last night. Shooter's going to have fun tonight. Thank you, St. Louis, for having us.
Yes, absolutely.
What have you been doing movie-wise lately, Jacob? I know you got kids. Have you seen anything?
I see movies more than I see my kids, actually. It's just divorce. It's not because I'm an asshole or something. It's like, you can't... They go to school where she lives. Everything's fine. We get along. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of movies. I saw Big Eyes recently. I saw something else. I went to go see...
Oh, it's American Sniper. List the movies you've seen. Let's talk about one.
American Sniper. Saw that.
How was that for you?
I thought it was really great. Made me want to shoot brown people. You guys would love it. Boo.
I should have listened to the whole list before and then picked which one I wanted to talk about. What were the other ones you said you saw?
Big Eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Talk as much shit you want about Big Eyes.
It made me want to abuse women.
You could say Big Eyes is the biggest pile of garbage ever made. No one's going to go, you're un-American. Or you're racist. Like, neither one of those things will happen if you hate Big Eyes. I guess you could be sexist, but I don't know. I would even think women would be kind of bummed out by how beaten down the woman was in that movie.
Yeah, but she wins in the end.
Does she?
Yeah, she found Jehovah.
That's like the guy that spends 70 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. Well, at least he got out.
Yeah, but she got to live in mansions while she was, you know.
She did what?
She had to live in mansions and have a pretty decent life.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
You know living in a mansion won't bring you happiness.
I can't wait to find out.
You should pull an Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop 2 or 1, whichever one he stole that mansion for a little while. Two. Yeah, part two. Yeah, Jeff knows.
Yeah.
Jeff knows all the Beverly Hills Cop movies. Do you even like part three?
I don't like it.
I thought it was really funny, actually.
Oh, there you go.
It was weird. John Landis directed it, which is a weird piece of trivia.
Yeah, he came back. It's not a weird piece of trivia. He's directed the movie.
Well, I mean, he hadn't directed any of the other movies.
Yeah, they didn't make that. They only made one without him. Jeff, and then that was, what's his name? That was Tony Scott. Did the second one. My favorite part in the second one is that the bad guy, Jürgen Prochnow, he was from Das Boot, and he shows up in Beverly Hills Cop 2, and at one point when he's giving orders about what they want him to do to Axel Foley, he goes, I want you to get him and burn him and blow him away. And it's just like, what? I'm going to burn him and blow him away? What kind of instructions are those? Or is that even what you're saying? Between him and Brigitte Nielsen, it's just very, very weird-ass villainry in that movie. Jeff, have you seen anything lately?
Yeah, I saw Black Hat yesterday. No.
You're wearing a black hat today.
I wore this. I thought it'd give me...
I feel like this is an Alzheimer's test we're doing.
I saw it.
But you did not like that.
I didn't love it. It was okay.
What's his name, director?
Michael Mann?
Yeah.
Michael Mann directed it. And you think it's going to be really stylish and slick and violent. And it's violent, but not the other two.
It shows a lot of the insides of computers.
In the beginning of the movie, they're crawling around in computers for like 10 minutes with no explanation why. No, it's not like it's a credit sequence. It's just like endless crawling around.
They had to
add 10 minutes to the movie or something. And, you know, I don't mind Thor. He's all right, you know, but I don't know about, you know, computer hacker. Probably the least realistic computer hacker since Angelina Jolie in Hackers.
No, what about Anthony Anderson in Transformers?
Oh, dude, you could name anybody who's played a hacker in a movie, and they've all been, it's just a the shitty only, part.
The only realistic one was Kevin Smith in the Fisher fourth Die Hard movie. Where he's just a big, fat fuck, all gross and computer smart.
What did you just guess?
I said Fisher Stevens. Wasn't that his name? Isn't that his name? Fisher Stevens?
But which movie?
Hackers. He was like, he was also in Hackers. Computers flying around, like, digitizing himself and shit.
Yeah. I didn't buy any of it then or now.
Well, I like the part. I like that part in Black Hat because the thing that's kept me from understanding computers is what do the insides look like? Where does all this information go? What is the highway? I want to see it. And Michael Mann, finally, someone broke it down for me. It's all these wires and circuits. It's pretty wild, guys.
What is that event that's happening at the end of the movie, the climax of the movie, like with all those people? Where are they and what is that event?
They're in Jakarta.
Uh-huh.
And that's...
They're at some sort of big, like, march around festival. Like, there's a bunch of people in matching outfits, marching, and then there's the villains and the good guy running around amongst them, shooting at each other. It is the weirdest, like... Oh, I thought I was coming to see a computer hacker thriller, and now it's just a fucking... The weirdest climb...
A shootout during a parade. I mean...
But it's not a parade. It's like some sort of ceremony or something. I couldn't tell what the fuck was going
on. Shooting in brown people. Sounds like American Sniper.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, now I know where... This guy seems to be in a rut of some sort. You should watch the last 10 minutes of Black Hat.
The crowd last night hasn't heard, 20, 25 minutes of straight up racial humor like last night, probably in their entire lives.
I think this area needs it right now.
Okay. That's one way to look at it.
Especially from a big city Jew like myself.
BCJ. Shooter, have you been to the movies lately?
Babadook was one of the last movies I
saw. Oh, everybody says that's scary.
It was good. The ending was a little off for me, but I thought it was good. I thought it was handled well.
Where'd they wrap it up? Jakarta?
Yeah.
How many brown people got shot?
None.
Good
You're
answer.
Out.
What format did you watch that in? Did you?
I watched that at home, though. I mean, the last movie I saw in the theater was Interstellar, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to see that in a theater. That's
cool, man. That
it's really
cool.
That's the only reason to see it is on the big screen and loud and just high as shit.
Yeah, I saw The Interview too. I started a really scary movie the other night and I can't remember the fucking name of it, but it's about this old lady. It's a mom, a grandmother, and they think she's
August
Alzheimer's.
Osage County.
No. Yes.
No.
I'm pretty good at this.
They think she has Alzheimer's and she's really possessed, and it's weird though. And at one point, she swallows this dude's head, and it's like very strange. It's one of the most frightening scenes I've ever seen in my life. But I can't remember the name of the fucking movie.
So. Nobody wants their head swallowed.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
That sounds awful.
I'm always looking to get scared though.
All right. Well, if anybody thinks of the name of it, tweet it at me. Don't yell it out. We don't want to get in the habit of yelling things out. Maybe I think that's why I'll never like Big Eyes is because Amy Adams is in that, and I've been scarred by the words Amy Adams. Shooter, that's an inside thing between me and everybody that laughed.
Did you like The Interview?
You tweeted like,
what is he talking about? Well, I saw The Interview with a crowd before the movie, before it was pulled from theaters. It was going to have a release. We knew that the hacking stuff had happened, but we didn't know that it was going to get yanked. And it was a full crowd, and we roar. Like, I laughed through the entire movie.
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun.
Three times.
And that, to me, like, that's one of the saddest parts of the whole affair is that... but sure, they still made money because they showed it on, on demand and stuff and on all those other outlets. But too many people just watched it on their computer, on their lap. I think most people that say it's garbage either didn't see it or watched it by themselves and didn't get into the spirit of it. Because James Franco's characters could be really irritating if you're not in the right... If you already don't like
I
him.
I loved it, though, man.
I think he's really funny in it, but it's really over the top. But I also like that it's making fun of Access Hollywood and shit like that, where those, he might as well be playing like Billy Bush, And that guy really irritates me.
I watched that movie this morning, The Interview, yeah.
Did you like
By
it?
Yourself?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's funny.
Yeah. But can you imagine with a crowd, like certain scenes, the way they do the build up, like when Katy Perry's Firework plays,
yeah,
everybody goes crazy. It's really a great like cinematic moment. And I don't know. I think it's a good movie. I mean, I put it under This Is the End, but like those guys, like it's funny to me, a lot of people go, oh, the interview's so stupid. Well, nobody said that about This Is the End, and This Is the End, to me, the humor is pretty similar. You know, it's just during the...
I loved that one, too. I'll tell you that I was more entertained from top to bottom on the interview than I was. Like, This Is the End build-up was funny and stuff, but like Kevin Hart falling in the hole and everything is kind of like, you know, there's a moment there where I was kind of like, okay, until Michael Cera shows back up, you know what I mean? And then the movie gets really awesome after that. And
he is the funniest character in that.
Yeah, yeah. But he's like with his phone. Somebody's got his phone. He's like, I gave you so much coke. And then he gets impaled by the thing.
That's pretty good. You've watched that scene a lot. I feel.
And
I feel like you've seen that one a few times.
The Capri Sun thing is fucking hilarious. Yeah, I love his character in that fucking movie.
Do you have any dogs in the hunt for the Academy Award? Do you care about that at all?
I don't keep up with it. I don't have much faith that those things are actually not just people being emailed over and over and over for lots of money to vote on stuff a lot of times.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people vote without having seen things. I just did an Oscar prediction show, and I haven't seen like a handful of the movies, and that, you know, that didn't stop me.
That's how you.
You know, I mean.
Well, I haven't encountered a guy is a Grammy thing where you pay this guy gets paid $50,000 to because he used to be part of the committee and has the email addresses of all the people who are the voters, so they like bombard them. The entire year for like $50,000 for you.
Well, also LA is an bombardment now, bombardment because there's like billboards and radio ads and TV ads that are just playing in LA for these movies. Like
right,
you know,
while
like,
people are in town.
Like when you know a few weeks ago there were tons of ads for Grand Budapest Hotel and the movie came out last March or something. So it's I'm glad they did it because it worked. You know, it got lots of nominations and I think it's a great movie.
Yeah.
You know, but what I about you, Jeff? Do you care about any of it?
No. The movies I like don't ever get nominated for stuff. Two Guns, snubbed. Jack Reacher, snubbed. Just a constant shit stream of my favorite stuff getting tossed aside.
But Wahlberg and Denzel have both been in action movies that have been recognized by the Academy. It's not impossible. The Departed and what you call it? Training Day. Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Good.
Moving on.
Boyhood was good.
Back to Black Hat. Oh, so you like Boyhood?
I did.
Boyhood, I thought, when I was watching it, I was worried about watching it. It took me a long time to settle down and do it. And then once I did, I was kind of bored by it. And then I can't stop thinking about it.
You don't have kids, though, right?
No, but I just...
See, for me,
still got
a lot
of
it tied into that.
It's just really interesting how random all of it is, though.
Yeah, but I thought it was awesome that you get to see the guy's life so much that when you see things that happen towards the end of the movie, you react with him because you know what he's been through, like with the drunk guy who's the stepdad.
Right, but a lot of times situations heat up and then he walks in and it's a year later and you know like the sort of it's like life.
Snapshots.
It's like pieces of life. It's like if you were like somebody that only visited that kid for a few days every year.
Yeah.
And you know, and then that's all you know about him is those times you were
that's
around
true.
Him.
That's true. That's a good way. But I liked it. I did like it.
Yeah, I think it's gonna win Best Picture.
It's just so sad to watch Patricia Arquette get unhot.
Oh man.
Yes, because that's the exact 12 years is the exact period in time in which every woman completely loses it. She was already fairly old when they started. Like she wasn't like you know, a teenager or anything. I didn't think she changed much at all. I was kind of impressed.
She gained some weight.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I could see you just weighing the movie every 10 minutes. Just put the whole TV on a scale. But I just liked how Ethan Hawke at the very end. They still had to put like a "I'm an older man" mustache on him because he's just gonna be boyish for his entire fucking life. He's never really gonna be pulling off like the "I'm the oldest person here."
I liked him in it though.
Yeah, no, that's what part of what's you know kept me. I mean, I was gonna sit through the whole thing no matter what. But it like the acting's very natural and very good. And like especially the kids as they get older, they stay great actors instead of becoming like ugh. You know, like they took a real chance. Like they, you know, either of those kids could have. One of them's his daughter, but you know they could have grown up ugly as shit. You know, like. They start so young, you know, who knows what would happen to them. Or like, you know, Jacob's problem, they could have gotten super fat. That would really be a totally different movie. kid goes off to fat camp. Yeah.
The second half is heavyweights.
I think a heavyweights reboot, a remake, should happen. That movie's seriously underrated. I like that one a lot. All right, well, I guess I should move on to the next portion of the show, the game portion of the show. I'm a little reticent just because, you know, Shooter's not really a listener to the podcast.
But, I've just become a listener to the
podcast. He just started a couple hours ago. Probably didn't have enough time to get through an entire episode. So we're going to hold his hand and walk him through it, and I'm going to say, let the games begin.
Shooter Jennings, you will be my disciple. I will hold your hand in the shadows.
I'm in.
Does Bane ever laugh? I don't remember him ever laughing at anything.
What you're doing is amusing me.
All right, so... everybody brought some lovely name tags, and look at those things. Morgan Freeman doesn't make any sense, but it does raise the black count in the room to 2. And go ahead and pick who you'd like to play for, you guys. Go ahead and go grab the name tag you'd like to play for.
There will be Brian. Did you paint that?
Bring it back to your seat. Is that a painting?
Who did? It's an oil painting? All right, that's awesome. That's nice. That's chalk. That's dope.
Somebody's yelling for you over there, Jeff.
Oh. Is this what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah. You just bring it back to your seat. Let me see. Is there a shithead on the back?
No.
No? Okay, we're good. So you don't have to worry about that part.
Right.
What do you got there, Jeff?
I don't know. I fucked up again.
Jeff seems to be having second thoughts about his name tag choice. What'd you pick?
I picked Copeland. It's a Copland poster, but he put Copeland on it, and I assume that's his name.
Why did you pick it?
I don't know. It seemed like he knew me. And then I saw I pointed at him before I saw the one that has my fucking face on it. God damn it.
Do you want to play for both?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you win, they just have to divide up the prize bag like gentlemen.
What if he was just like, no, no, I'm fine.
Well, that's why I asked. You never know. He might. But I just know I don't want Jeff to feel bad. So now he's got the one with his face on it. And that's not even there's other ones in the audience with your face on it.
Oh,
there's
shit.
Even a Cheers one.
Hold on.
All right, so you got to stop it too. So who's this one?
This one is Jen and Tom. They put Manos, the Hands of Tate on it, and it's
instead
got
of
my
Hands
face
of Fate. I like
face.
It. And our faces are on there. That is a nice one. You really blew it with that Cockland thing.
No, I did. I did.
But
I have many regrets.
You're
Doug.
Playing for both of them now, and they'll have to flip a coin over who gets the schmovie.
I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying.
Who are you playing for, Jacob?
There will be Brian, just for the artistic.
That's a
quality.
Very nice.
I thought it was oil, but it's
like
chalk.
A painting
and I already
of
fucked
an oil
it up.
Well.
Excellent.
And,
it's chalk, and I already fucked it up.
Oh, it's
see,
chalk.
I smeared it because I thought it was oil, but it's pastels.
It's oil. But
why did this smear when I touched it? Or did you see? It fucks. Did you
it
just
smears?
Paint it like 15 minutes ago? Or? Oh.
Yeah, it's probably a rush job, but they
very nice use of a negative space, though. Am I supposed to read the thing on the
they
back?
They did it great. No, that's for at the end if you lose.
I know.
So, Shooter, who are you playing for? I fucking love this
fight
thing.
Corey.
It says fight Corey, and it's the Fight Club artwork, it's but with the license, two Corys on it.
License to Drive, Lost Boy, and Soap. I thought it was the kid from fucking Home Improvement at first. That's what caught my eye. It looks
that's
like
why
it
you
has.
Picked
the,
it?
Remember the shithead.
No, you
one?
Picked Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Yeah, I know that. I saw it when I got closer. The glasses are real most of the time.
Oh, you double checked after you thought it was the Home of
No, it was
kid.
Then I saw
you're
what
like,
it was, and I was like, I'm going
no,
for that.
No, it's the
yeah.
Corys!
No, it's awesome. But yes, exactly.
Your exact reaction.
My exact reaction to a T.
All right, well, that is a beautiful item.
Well
there.
Done, well done.
And congratulations, Corey, for being picked. Shooter's going to play for you. Good luck to everybody. We're going to play a few games. You can just put that down. I think it's the way it's curved, I think you can even set it down and people can still see it.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that. I should, I should be in set design. What I did earlier with the table was amazing. All right, we're going to let you go third in this first game, Shooter, so you can catch up and figure out what the hell is happening. We'll start down there with you, Jacob. We're going to play How Much Did This Shit Make? Yeah. J-Lo, she has this new film out. Looks like it's doing all right. The Boy Next Door, which I cannot wait to do a movie interruption of. Sight unseen, because it just looks absolutely crazy. Made me think back, though, to a film that took a lot of heat and was, you know, considered by many to be one of the biggest flops of all time, starring J-Lo and her then beau, Ben Affleck, before he went into being an insurance duck. It's called Geely. How much money did Geely make in its entire North American, you know, domestic box office run, according to boxofficemojo.com, without going over in millions?
I'm going to say 6 million.
Jacob says 6 million. Interesting. What do you think, Jeff?
I think I made 25 million.
Okay. Shooter?
4 million.
Jacob is our winner. It made $6 million.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Are you some sort of Geely expert or something?
No, just a regular Jew. I know the numbers and the money. I'm going to lose when it comes to the trivia element.
Do you get like weekly emails? Just regarding the entertainment industry in general?
No, just regarding Judaism. And
that felt a little low to me, you know, but I didn't realize it was such a failure. And it made like 3 million or 4 million of that its first weekend and then was just done like fast.
Did Kevin Smith direct that, or was that the other one, Jersey Girl?
He did Jersey Girl.
Who directed Geely?
Geely was directed by the great Martin Brest,
who did Beverly Hills Cop 1.
And Beverly Hills Cop, yeah. You don't have to jump in like we're having a competition.
I just was a Beverly Hills Cop conversation.
You know, again, I'm not Chris Hardwick. I don't just throw out points for... He also, against him, he did Meet Joe Black. That was a little long.
Scent of a Woman,
a lot of Brad Pitt eating peanut butter. You weren't mad at it, though?
I wasn't too mad at it. I enjoyed it. But I was also like 18 when that movie came out, or 17 or something.
Yeah, I mean, people didn't dislike it. I just thought it was a little long. He started like, you know, with Sending a Woman and that. He started making pretty long movies. And then Geely came along and it was, you know, any of it was too long. You know, like the guy that plays the guy that keeps getting kidnapped in the Hangover movies, he's... In Geely, you know, you always hear about Ben Affleck and her, but like people haven't even seen Geely. Like, applaud if you haven't seen Geely ever. I mean, did you know it was about a romantic comedy about a couple who the third character is, I don't know if he's a brother of one of them or something, but the third character is just retarded, is mentally handicapped, and it's a capable actor playing.
Chow?
What?
Chow's playing him?
No. We're way past Hangover. Okay. I'm just saying it's the guy who plays the kidnapped guy in the Hangover.
Oh, the kidnapper.
He's also in the National Treasure
Chow
movies. Yeah. This is stoners. Sorry. Describing things to stoners.
Sorry.
And you're, the guy with the Morgan Freeman name tag is not only going to the bathroom, but he left Morgan. Morgan looks like you cannot fuck. Don't you fucking dare try to sit in this seat. That is quite... He's looking right at me like, just move along, son.
Too funny.
Damn. All right, so Jacob's our winner on that game. Let's play another. This is a game that we like to call ABCD's Nuts.
because it's a spelling game. Like I said, we'll start with Jacob, and then we'll go to Jeff, and then we'll come back to you, Shooter. And we're going to spell something. Each letter of this thing we're going to spell, all you have to do when it gets to you, and it, when it gets to your letter, and whatever your letter is, you have to name any movie that begins with that letter. Sounds easy, but it's strangely hard. And if you match the movie that I wrote down on the piece of paper ahead of time, then you win the game automatically. We're going to start with Jacob, and we're spelling, to keep the theme going, Jennifer Lopez. I'd spell J-Lo, but the game would be over too quickly.
Okay.
So Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Lopez. First letter to you, Jacob. Okay. Jacob, J for Jacob.
All right.
Any movie that begins with the letter J.
J is also for John Carter.
Let's try to match it up. Now, I think the proper title is Disney's John Carter. No, I'll accept John Carter. That is correct. But I went with, and it was scarily close, Johnson Family Vacation. because it was set partially in Missouri. Yeah. The letter E, Jeff?
Extract.
Uh-huh. Mike Judge.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that movie. I went with Escape from New York because it was shot partially in St. Louis. Yeah, that's like comes up top five if you Google movie shot in St. Louis. Like, it's really it's really one that everybody's very proud of. Because Snake Plissken was here for a period of time walking around going, where's the bathroom? I think that's probably where Christian Bale got his Batman voice from, was Snake Plissken, now that I think about it. All right, the letter N, Shooter. Any movie that begins with N?
Nightcrawler.
Yeah. You like that movie?
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I want
good.
To. Dying to see it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, I'm sorry. This game is movies you've only seen.
Oh, I see.
So you're out. No, Nightcrawler qualifies. I went with National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh.
Because it was shot partially in St. Louis. The Arch.
Oh, God.
Back to you, Jacob. Another N.
Okay.
Another N word. Watch it. No more you.
I'm going to go with...
I told you this wasn't easy. N.
N would be...
Wow. The guy in the audience just went, today.
But... That's crazy because I thought you were playing and I already had my eye ready.
Oh, I thought, so, doesn't that suck when that happens?
Yeah, that actually did. I'm going to go with a Nighthawks.
You really thought I was going to look down and name a movie and try to match what I had written down?
No, I just thought you'd play. And I don't know. Everything you do with...
What did you say?
Nighthawks.
Yeah, okay. Good job. Yes. I went with New York Stories, not shot in St. Louis. Douglas Movies is going to be at the Gramercy Theater on March 8th in New York City at 4:20. The 8 o'clock show sold out, so we added a 4:20. Okay, I is actually Jeff's letter.
I love you, man.
No, seriously, we can talk about that later. Just answer. Just pick any movie. I went with Identity Thief because it was set partially in St. Louis. Yeah, they're proud of it. I don't know why. I guess you're glad Tammy didn't take place here. It wasn't as well received. I've seen neither, but I want to. I like that lady. Shooter, do you got an F?
Fletch.
Yes. You can also go Fletch Lives. Yeah. I went with Firehouse Dog because I just saw it as part of my 365 movie challenge. Yeah, sat through the whole thing. E for Jacob.
Everyone Says I Love You.
Again, I'd need a title of a film. I went with Ernest Scared Stupid because it's set in Missouri. I don't know. Are all the Ernest movies set here? He just came here to get stupid, get scared stupid. R is the next letter for Jeff.
Roger and me.
Mm-hmm. I went with Roadhouse. Yeah. That's set in Missouri, supposedly. Isn't that in a made-up town, though? But what? Where was it really shot, do you know? That's what I thought. L.
I mean, I don't know what was done in Missouri.
Hey, try not to worry about that. It's random. It's just we got to have a psychic connection. You never know what my reason is for picking a movie. Like, if there was a W in Jennifer Lopez, the Walk the Line would have been in there for sure. Then that would have been fun if you said some other movie. You'd be like, Water for Elephants?
Oh, man.
Labyrinth.
Noel? What? Which one?
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth! Yeah, yeah. Yeah, keep it nerdy. Keep it nerdy. I went with, I've never seen this, but apparently there's a movie called Living in Missouri.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's set in somewhere in Missouri. Maybe. That might just be more like a state of mind thing, you know? Like.
Is that why you said it was okay to look at my phone?
No. I wanted you to be able to look at your phone just in case you need to be in touch with anybody regarding your gig tonight and stuff. Jacob.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Mm-hmm. I went with One Night at McCool's. Set in St. Louis. P for G.
Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm. Which is a movie I'm going to be interrupting with you, I believe, at the Traverse City Comedy Festival. So thanks for that plug. I went with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah!
Lambert International Airport, featured heavily in the film. E is the next letter for Shooter. Any movie begins with E?
E?
We even allow you to say the previous E that already happened.
Yeah, that was extract, I know.
Are you going with it?
I'm allowed to say that?
Yeah, because I think it's funny when people do that and try to get away with it.
Elephant Man. Elephant Boy. Yeah. Elephant Man.
Wait, what did you try to change it to woman at the
Elephant
last minute?
Boy. Eraserhead.
Yeah, there, that's a good one.
There we go.
Yeah, I forget if Elephant Man is the Elephant Man or just Elephant Man, but I think it's the Elephant Man. So Eraserhead. It's definitely not the Eraserhead.
Yeah.
Because you know there's more than one Eraserhead in the world.
Right. It's not that.
I said Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Ah.
Yeah, for no reason. I didn't see it. Jacob?
I'm going to go with a zebra head, and it's not shot here, but there is a lot of racial tension in the movie.
There's racial tension in my movie, too. I went with Zorro the Gay Blade. Just because it's funny that that's even a title. And we don't have a winner. We got through Jennifer Lopez. That's a weird sentence. Oh, man, you guys, we just got through Jennifer Lopez. A lot of effort. So that means that Jacob still gets to go first in our next game. Let's do some Last Man Stanton. Now, this is super fun because everyone in the audience wants to participate, but they can't. And so they just have to sit there and suffer. And there's a gentleman with his hand up over there. Is that a dude? Yeah, okay. I'm going to come to you in a second. You can go ahead and put your hand down. But don't say anything yet.
I'm going to explain what the game is first.
Someone in the audience, not to you, to the people on stage. Put your arm down. Stop with the thumbs up. Yes. Or maybe, did you just have a question? Or you have a suggestion? A suggestion for the game? Is that why you raise your hand?
Yeah.
Okay. We're good. So here's how Last Man Stand works, and I'll play along because he's the one that's going to decide what name we're going to use. But we'll start with Jacob and go this way. And
We're going to just take turns. After he tells us the name of an actor, actress, or director with a large body of work, we're going to just take turns naming movies that person was involved with. When you can't think of one, you're out. Yeah, it's a real brain teaser. It really makes everyone that comes up and plays, like from the audience and my guests, everybody, it just really makes you know what early onset Alzheimer's feels like. Because it's really, it's super hard, but also fun. And this gentleman wants to suggest somebody, and he's going to knock it out of the park. I just know it. Who would you like us to use today, sir?
First off.
Oh, no, wait a second. He's already starting with some sort of preamble.
Do you know your Hitchcock?
Wait, I didn't ask you to ask us. The idea is... Okay, he's saying Alfred Hitchcock. Jacob?
Can you do it?
Hey, will you settle down? We're doing Hitchcock. That was your suggestion?
Do it.
Thank you. First of all... You whippersnappers... With your Jennifer Lopez's and your pretty women, need to fucking talk some goddamn Hitchcock. Jacob, do you have any?
Do I? Yeah, I'm gonna go with Rear Window to start.
Okay, he's starting off with Rear Window. Took a good one. Jeff?
Rope.
Yeah, that's the one like Birdman, it's all in one take.
I'm a big fan of Albert Hitchcock.
That's the kind of thing, if you tweeted that, 50 people would correct you. Dude, it's Alfred. All right, so we got Rear Window and Rope. So, yeah, let's do all the R ones first.
Strangers on a Train.
Strangers on a Train doesn't begin with R.
I'm not.
But it still qualifies. I actually can't think of an R, so I'm just going to get rid of a big one and say The Birds.
I'll give it another big one with Vertigo.
Oh, that's a really good one. Jeff?
North by Northwest.
North.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like,
that
three people clapped and you didn't even say
that
anything.
That is correct. I think everybody else in the room thought it was obvious.
I just found out it's Alfred. So I'm glad I'm still in this game.
Shooter, you got another one?
Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Low-key.
Oh, yeah, Psycho.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Trouble with Harry.
Good one. I'm going to go with Marnie.
Jeff?
Murder. Murder. Right? With an exclamation point? Murder.
Murder. Right? Alfred Hitchcock's murder. We've I thought he died it. Of natural causes.
Yeah, well, he just like, it's like a murder, but in Mexico.
Okay, Jeff's out.
Is it Shoot, Dial shooter? M for Murder? Isn't
what?
That one?
Yeah.
Dial
M for Murder. What'd you say?
Dial M for Murder?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were meant?
That's no, what that's he meant.
I ended up being close.
Yeah.
I did not know.
You really did. You got the murder part right. I will say Frenzy.
I'll say Topaz.
Oh. Back to you already, Shooter.
Damn it.
Yeah. This thing's out of control.
Lord of the Rings.
Full title.
The Fellowship of the Ring. And the other seven.
So you're out?
I'm out.
Okay. The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Ah, yeah, fuck.
Rebecca.
I knew that one.
The other The Man Who Knew Too Much. He made it twice.
Iron Curtain.
Oh, you motherfucker. The Family Plot.
Oh, what haven't we said? I'm not sure he did it.
This game's messed up.
I'm not sure he did it, but I'm going to say...
Oh, he might have. Give it a shot, see what happens.
I'm going to push this until you tell me I have to answer.
You have to answer.
I said that too early. Fuck, did he make Double Indemnity?
No.
Nah.
No, that was Billy Wilder, I think, pretty sure. But anyway, it's not Hitchcock. I win! What did we miss?
39 steps.
Lifeboat. I don't know if 10 Little Indians is right. It is? I don't think it is. Foreign Correspondent. To Catch a Thief.
Oh, that's a good one.
Teaching Mrs. Tingle. All right, that's it. I'm throwing your ass out of here. I'm going to go Helen Mirren on your ass. But that ended up being a good suggestion. Thanks, dude. But Jacob lasted the longest there, so Jacob gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
The Super Bowl of Doug Loves Movies.
And we're going to come to Shooter second, and hopefully this will make sense to you. Do you remember that show, Name That Tune?
Yep.
It's like Name That Tune, but with instead of notes and notes and songs, it's actor names and films.
Okay.
And it's all based on... All right, proceed. And it's... it feels like now like you might be able to say, nope, let's not play this one. Seems like you're judging it. But we're going to play it no matter what.
All right.
But you'll be fine. I think you'll be good at it. It's just the rudiments. You got to pick up the how it works. And we'll start with Jacob, and you'll see what's... By the time we get to you, you'll know more about how this works. Jacob gets to pick a category. I use the Leonard Maltin app on my phone. I'm not checking my messages or anything. Oh, but she says hello. All right. pulling up my Leonard Maltin app, which is a dead app, actually. It still works, but it's he's not adding any more reviews, and it's kind of sad, but we're still playing the game. Jacob, your category options are Inherent Lice, which is summer camp movies, LOL Cool J, and that's comedies with LL Cool J. And the third option is You're In This, and it's movies that someone in the panel is in. Which one of those would you like to play, Jacob?
I'm going to go with You're In This.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a fun way to teach you the game.
Oh, right. Yeah, clearly.
Now what I do is I read some information from Leonard Maltin's review of the film, including how many stars he gave it out of 4 and what year it came out. And then I'll tell you how many names he lists in the cast of the movie. And he lists a lot of names. And he generally uses this, you know, reasonable billing, like he uses the billing from the film or he decides what order they should be in.
And I would have to guess.
Once you know how many names there are, then it's a bidding game where Jacob will start with the first bid. I can name it in this many names. And we read from the bottom up, so as you take names off, the bigger names are going to go away. And so I'm going to give the clues to Jacob right now. If you don't want to bid lower, you have to ask the person ahead of you to name it, or you can bid lower, and if the person next to you challenges you, then you have to know the movie to get the point. Right.
Is it just actors, or is it directors and all that stuff?
Just actors.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll give the director as a clue.
Okay.
But I try to give terrible clues. Jacob, 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2005 that one of you on this panel is in. He calls the movie solid and straightforward. He also says Shooter Jennings plays the father, his own father. And he lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jacob? Now, here's what happens,
Shooter. Was the Shooter Jennings clue real?
I'm making up clues now?
I don't know. I thought that was 2005. No, that's my bid. 2005 names. That's what I'm going to get this movie in.
What's your opening bid?
How many names did you say?
How many names do you think you can, out of nine?
I've got to start like at seven. I don't know. I already feel like I don't know what
okay,
this is.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to pass it down.
Now, here's what you can do. Shooter.
I'm just trying to remember people's names. Everybody's talking. It's so hard.
Normally how this game works is if you think you know the name of the movie, you could say zero names. Or if you think you know the names of the top billed actors in the correct order, you could say negative names. So if you say negative one, you'd name the movie and the top billed person in the movie, which in this case, I think you could do that. If you say negative two, you name the movie and the top two billed people in the correct order. But you got to get all three things right. It's like a horse race exacta. It's like a trifecta. What?
But so if I say
he said seven, but that's because he has no idea what. All right, not sure what the movie is. I think you have more of a grasp on which film we're talking about. Just a guess on my part.
I see. I get
but I'm
it
afraid
now.
Jeff also
completely.
Knows what's going on. So Jeff is going to be the next bidder. So you want to go? You want to make it as hard for him as possible.
I'm confused, Doug. I was also in a movie, so maybe it's that one. I didn't see the whole thing. I don't remember. Maybe Waylon was a character in this movie. I know if I had written the movie, Waylon would have been in that fucking movie. I don't know why Waylon's not in all the movies.
By the way, I realize how I fucked up now and I could have done it in negative two names, but I didn't misunderstood the sentence. I thought so anyway. Why do you guys have to bring fucking weed every time before the show? It's ridiculous.
You should practice this sentence. No, thanks, not till after. Right.
I want to steal your material.
So what do you think, Shooter? How many names can you do?
So I would say negative three. That's the name of the movie and three names.
No, negative two. Three names. Okay, you want to do three names?
Yeah, negative three.
Okay, he says negative three, Jeff.
Jamie Foxx. Who is that second person? Okay, so James Brown. I say name it.
Okay, so he's challenging you. So if you do this accurately, you'll get a point. If you don't, he'll get the point.
Robert Patrick, Reese Witherspoon, Joaquin Phoenix, Walk the Line.
All right, you went from the bottom up. We're supposed to go from the top down.
Okay, Joaquin Phoenix, Reese Witherspoon, Robert Patrick.
Fucking Jennifer Goodwin got squeezed in between Reese Witherspoon and Robert Patrick, which isn't a bad place to be.
Then.
Yeah, right?
That's why.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think the review was written at the time.
Big Love wasn't out.
What?
Big Love wasn't out yet.
Right, no, I mean, Leonard wrote this review back when the movie came out. But still, that was an awesome effort, and I think you kind of understand how the game works now.
I got it.
Jeff Tate gets the point, and he's probably crushed because he idolizes you, and he just embarrassed you in such a huge way.
God, he called me. I forgot.
Will you go on his podcast and talk about Cheers?
Yes. Absolutely.
Are you for real?
Yes, absolutely.
We should just do this from now on, just sandbag the other guests.
Can we just
hey,
start
John Hamm, will you go
we'll
talk about
going?
Cheers?
We'll just do them back to back.
And I apologize to everyone in St. Louis that thinks there's a chance John Hamm's going to show up. Because I know he's from here and he visits a lot, but the timing's hard to work out. So, you know, maybe someday.
Once again.
Keep buying those tickets. Fools. No. Also, the Sklar brothers should show up on the show here. We'll try it. That would be a good show, the three of them. You can't tell them apart.
This is not the first time that I've had to apologize for not being John Hamm. By the way, once again, I'm sorry.
Okay, so Jeff's on the board with 1 point, everybody.
Begrudgingly.
It's like when Marciano knocked out Joe Louis, you know, you had to defeat your hero. That sucks. Sorry, it was an obscure boxing reference, guys.
You get to start us off again, though, Jacob, and then we'll go to Jeff,
And then to Shooter, this is funny, this came up earlier. Your first option is the Babadookie. And the Babadookie is bad horror films, like horror films that Leonard Maltin gave two or less stars. We also have the category Want to Do Some Lines. Do you want to do some lines? And that is a movie.
I'm paying very close attention to who was clapping for that, movies, by the way.
That's movies where a conga line breaks out. No, they weren't clapping because they love cocaine. They're clapping because it's a regular feature on the show where Mark Wahlberg comes out. And they thought we might have made him hide until now. This venue's not the kind of venue where you can hide the guests at all. Like, we all just had to kind of traipse up while you're all just, like, standing in line or sitting inside. Like,
so nobody here has cocaine?
It's very casual. I bet you somebody does. Didn't you run across some last night?
I did run across some.
Jesus. I never see cocaine. I mean, I also don't want to see it, but we live different lives.
I watch a lot of Miami
Vice. Also, speaking of cocaine, the third option is the late, great John Belushi's would be celebrating a birthday today. So it's the films of John Belushi. Which one of those would you like to play?
Not that I know so much about him, but I'm going with John Belushi because of the birthday thing.
As a tribute?
Yeah, as a tribute.
1981 is the year. Leonard gives this movie the bomb rating. He calls this movie tiresome. Oh, he also puts the word comedy in quotes. And he also says, he also calls it pointless. So yeah, he really railed on this one. And he only lists seven names. I beg your pardon. Seven names. Actually, it's six. It's six. Six names. These hyphenated names and then the next names on the next line is confusing sometimes.
Negative one.
Whoa!
Negative one.
What do you think of that, Jeff?
I think I have no choice but to say name it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't...
All right.
Have any other...
Say it.
Animal House?
Hang on a second. Jeff, are you going to say it?
Name that movie.
Okay.
Animal House.
Jacob, incorrect. But also...
Not the right year, did somebody...
Can I zero it?
Yeah, it was 1981.
What year was Animal House?
70s.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And probably not a bomb.
From Leonard Maltin?
But anyway, just wait for me to ask you to answer before blurting out the answer, because he hadn't said name it for sure yet, and then you said the wrong answer, and some people in the audience went, and then you still plowed ahead with the wrong answer.
I thought he said name it.
And also, that means Jeff is our winner. It's over already. That's a shame. So want to play one more round for fun?
Was that Caddyshack? Hmm? Was the answer Caddyshack?
No, it was... that's funny. I completely didn't even say what the answer is. Wrong. Moving on. Mr. Trebek, what's the answer? We're in too much of a hurry. The next category. The answer was Neighbors. Neighbors with Dan Aykroyd would be person number two. But that was the other thing. You didn't even try to guess who the top billed person was in Animal House. And you said negative one was your bid.
Oh, I was just going to say yeah, Belushi. This is,
what?
I was going to say Belushi.
Yeah, Animal House. That's correct. That was correct either way. I think he was probably the top billed person on every movie he was in, except for Going South with Jack Nicholson.
Was he billed over Aykroyd in Neighbors?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, he was bigger than Aykroyd. Because he had Animal House without Aykroyd.
If he was here, he'd Aykroyd have cocaine.
I think Aykroyd was supposed to be D-Day, and for some reason he didn't do it. I think that's how it went down. Anyway, let's play one more round, but let's also, since... So Jeff ended up winning, right? So the guys have to split up the prize bag. Do we want to watch them do that? Yeah. Do we want to see it happen? Like, should they fight for the whole thing? Or come on up here. What are their names again, Jeff?
Tom and Jen and Copeland.
Oh, so it's a couple and then a guy? So I'll just put it right here. I'll just gently drop it right there. And, yeah, you guys just, you know, divvy it up. One of you won't have a bag to carry it in, but, you know, we kind of like to watch it happen, though. See who gets what. See who gets shafted. Who likes board games more?
Probably a board
He's into it. The guy with the hat's into the board game. Give it to him. That's easy to carry like that. It's all packaged. Oh, he wants the CDs. Do you want to do one each on the Jeff Tate CDs? He's going with the other Jeff Tate CDs. What's the matter? Well, he don't be choosy. Oh, yeah, don't take the one you already have. Good call. This guy's a, there you go.
I can't believe the chosen.
That's all he wanted.
That's it? That's all he wanted?
He just wanted the CD he didn't have.
Oh, wow.
This guy's your biggest fan.
That was pretty awesome.
That was like the gift of the Magi, but if it were bullshit. Great job.
We have vinyls on. We'll give them vinyls on site here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you'll each get a vinyl.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Wink. Outside,
in the parking lot, all right?
We'll see you in the parking
lot. Saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joe Pesci will show you where to go.
And,
or no, actually, wait, it was De Niro in that scene. What?
I have another copy of The Chosen with me also. If...
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
He's got several dog-eared copies of it everywhere he goes. All right, let's play one more round with we'll let Shooter pick a category since he didn't get to experience that today. We've got science, yeah! And that's science fiction movies that Leonard really liked, like 3 stars or more. And then your next option is cocktail is the category. And that's movies that have drinks named after them at the bar at the Arclight Cinemas in Hollywood. I was looking at the menu one time, so I made it a category. And the third option is a streep throat, and that's movies where Meryl Streep has an accent.
Oh, man.
Which is kind of like saying Meryl Streep movies. But which one of those do you like? Science fiction?
Science fiction.
All right.
Yeah.
The year of this science fiction movie is 1993. Leonard gave it 3.5 stars. He says the movie, the story can't bear close scrutiny, and that it won 3 Oscars, and he lists 11 names. 1993, science fiction, 3.5 stars from Leonard. How many names out of 11 do you think you can get it in? Shooter Jennings playing the Mad Magician.
1993.
Later tonight.
And won how many Oscars?
Hottest spots in town.
How many Oscars?
It's purple inside. It won 3 Oscars, and that's actually that's kind of a giveaway number for a movie to win 3 Oscars.
It is, and that's why I can't believe I don't know this.
I mean, I think it's kind of not an unusual number of Oscars for a movie, but it
okay,
is.
Okay, one.
You can name it in one name?
If you give me one name, I think
I'll give you the only one name I'm going to give you
name,
is
right?
is the bottom person out of 11.
Oh, oh.
That's the one name you're going to get if you bid one name, yeah. Okay, so you probably want to bid
four.
A few more. He says 4 names. Mm. 4 names, Jeff.
All right, name it. Right? Let's let Shooter play the game, huh?
Okay, I think you can pull this off, dude. I have faith in you. I'll give you the clues again. 3.5 stars out of 4. 1993. There's something about the story being hard. The story can't bear a close scrutiny, but it also won 3 Oscars. And the 4 names, reading from the bottom up, are Wayne Knight, Samuel L. Jackson, Ariana Richards, and Joseph Mazzello.
I'm such an idiot right now because I know this fucking movie.
Talking to your mic, use your microphone.
I know this movie. I know this movie.
Someone's getting a call.
Jurassic Park.
That's correct.
Hit me a second.
Fucking Newman. Newman played Ned Landry or whatever his name was in that, and Nerdly.
Wayne
Knight,
I was like, of course, Wayne.
Yeah,
Knight,
and
course.
Sam Jackson, hold on
fucking
to your butts.
Newman.
And then the next 2 names, Ariana and Joseph. Those are the 2 little kids.
Yeah.
And Joseph showed up recently on a few episodes of Justified as a preacher with a snake that got killed by his own snake.
The snake preacher.
Snake preacher. But it was really hard to recognize him because he's so grown up. You know, it was weird.
I was like, who is that? And I finally was like, that's a fucking kid from Jurassic Park.
He took 18 years off and then got bit by a snake. He survived dinosaurs and then got killed by his own snake.
Well, congratulations to Jeff and Shooter. I can't wait to have you guys back on the show again.
Yeah, thank you. Anytime. Thank you.
Jacob, what do you got going on? Anything to plug?
I'll be signing copies of The Chosen at Barnes & Noble's in the Grove in Los Angeles. No, check me out at the Ice House next Thursday if you're in Los Angeles.
Yeah, what's your Twitter name?
Jacob Siroff, 1F. Sirof.
Sirof. Jeff, what do you... Jeff always takes out a little book and looks up his dates, which is very professional.
Yeah, I have a terrible memory. No,
everybody else sits and goes, I don't know. And then they try to do plugs after we've moved on. Double check with Jacob. You sure you don't have anything else to plug?
That's good enough, I think. Well, I mean...
All right.
What?
I'm telling you, that's what comedians do to me every show. I move on to the next guy. And another thing I got to plug.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Do you want to flip through my notebook and see if any of this jogs your memory?
Sure, can I?
Let's see. I'm going to do this in order. Next Wednesday in Cincinnati, I will be at the Madison Theater watching Shooter. So if you're in Cincinnati and you want to fucking hang out, come to the Madison Theater and watch Shooter.
That sounds fun. Watch Shooter with Jeff. Buy a ticket and stand
like
next to Jeff.
It's as if it were a prize of some sort, but you have to actually buy a ticket and then find me.
Thank you for my plug.
But I'll be near the bar.
I would have forgotten that one.
No, I wrote it down. And then in February 13th and 14th, I'm also at the Traverse City Comedy Festival. And February 19th through 21, Jug Joint in St. Paul. April 3 and 4, Jug Joint in Houston. And I have that podcast about Cheers called Afternoon Everybody.
Awesome.
Jacob, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm totally.
Where's your name tag? Does it have a shithead on the back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pass that over because that's the consolation prize. Let me look at it. What? Oh, I see. Fair enough. And we need Shooter's shithead.
There's not one.
There isn't one.
I know it's not on there, but where?
Corey.
Where's the person? Where? Who'd you get that from? Oh, that guy over there. Could you do you know sign language? Can you tell me somebody to call a shithead? Just shout it out. I don't care. Okay, that sounds like a good one. Sounds like everybody's in agreement. How do you spell it?
K-R-O-E-N-K-E.
Really? Kroenke?
Yeah.
Stan?
Yep.
Stan Kroenke is a shithead? Well, I know which one to end on. That's going to get applause every time I say it. Pretty excited about that. Is it shooterjennings.com?
ShooterJennings.com, yeah.
All your tour dates, you tour like a madman.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
When you go out, you just town after town. Like, do you know where you're going tomorrow night?
Nashville.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when he says that,
City
Nashville
winery.
Fuck it. I had kind of a joke ready to go, but couldn't put it together in time. What else do we know is coming up for you?
Cincinnati or the Covington, Kentucky / at the
Madison Theater.
and then I know I'm doing Elizabethtown, Kentucky. So you can go to ShooterJennings.com and do a much better job than me. I get very confused.
All right, cool. ShooterJennings.com. But thank you so much for coming by this afternoon.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
And to all my guests, Jacob Siroff, Jeff Tate, Shooter Jennings. I must have some other plug that I meant to say. Oh, the next Getting Dug with High goes live on YouTube this Wednesday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time. So that'll be, you guys will get the show at 4:15 and can blaze up with me right at 4:20. and that's on Wednesday. And as always, mayors who run into cyclists with their short dick Mercedes are a shithead, and Stan Kroenke is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.